Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Rick Pitino is one of the all-time greatest coaches in basketball history, who, while still coaching, has already been elected to the Basketball Hall of Fame and is one of the most recognizable names in sports today. Coach Pitino will be the first to tell you that the success he's worked a lifetime to achieve comes about by creating an urgency for yourself in striving to attain your goals. He writes about this in his new book, The One Day Contract, How to Add Value to Every Minute of Your Life. It is a great pleasure to welcome Coach Rick Pitino to the roundtable. Thank you very much for being with us, Coach. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
At what point did you think about it in this way, of a one-day contract?
You know, 2 years ago, I was getting so many questions about how much longer will you coach. And it's an obvious question because as you approach 60, people wonder how much longer you intend on doing it. And I decided at that point in time to rebrand our basketball team into Louisville First, put it all over our T-shirts and shorts, that we were going to play for the name on the front and give everything we had to the name on the front in terms of excellence academically, athletically, and everything we did. And then I decided to change my philosophy into not concerning myself too much with the future, just to try and maximize and have more passion, more focus, better understanding of how to handle adversity, understanding the trap of what I say in Chapter 3 of technology, how technology can be a major distraction to achieving the success you want to achieve on the court as well as off the court.
You are very strong about technology in the book. Anyone distracted by technology is someone to avoid because to them it's all about them and no one else. Social media leads to antisocial behavior and loss of personal communication skills.
It can. You know, I'm not against social media. I'm against it at certain places. I was falling into the trap of technology as well. Out to dinner with my family, someone would text me, I'd answer it rather than speaking to my daughter, interacting with my wife and family. I see it all the time when I'm out in public. People are texting at the dinner table. We put a rule in no phones at the dinner table when we're out in public. And it's just stopping people from verbalizing, stopping people from communicating the right way. And I'm also, I'm not a person who tweets. I think it can be self-promotion for certain people. You know, they're handing out religious expressions. They're retweeting. They're going, trying to get one up on people. Now, am I against people in the media industry from tweeting out? No, absolutely not. That's their job, and that's how they do their job better. And I'm certainly for technology. If I need directions, if I need music, if I need something at my fingertips, I have it there. So I'm not against social media, but I'm against it spending, like my players told me, 4 hours a day. That's the average they spend with social media. And when I asked them, are you impacting your life in any positive way with the social media? And their answer was no. I said, well, why don't you take an hour and put it to your basketball skills? Why don't you take an hour and put it to your education? Why don't you put an hour into something constructive? And they really didn't have an answer for me.
You talk about that being part of focus, and you talk about focus in the book. You mentioned it a moment ago, of focus beginning with knowledge and research. Give us a sense of why it is so important and ultimately intentional.
In terms of your focus?
Yes.
You know, focus takes, there's obvious distractions in your life. And, you know, I have it with my guys on my team. I see it in practice. I'll make a correction to a player and then the very next play down the floor, and I'll say, I just went over that. And he'll say, I didn't think you were talking to me. I said, and then we get together. I said, listen, guys, we can't have these distractions. We've got a short window of time that we need to execute to get ready for this next opponent. And you can't be as distracted as you are by not paying attention. And this generation is from a distracted society. They're just so many things going on in their lives. I've asked my players, can you read a chapter in the book without looking at your phone without getting up and moving around. And most of them, I said, no, look, this is just between us. And they said, no, you're probably right, Coach. We probably can't. And so that's what we're trying to strive for, is not be so distracted, to be focused in on the task at hand.
You say a key to keeping focus is to actually have or create a structured or meaningful distraction to occasionally get away from pressure and reinvent yourself.
You know, I think that, look, if you're going to live on a one-day contract to be on the top of your game that way for whatever period of time that you are between the lines, you know, you have to have meaningful distractions, whether it's a vacation with your family, whether it's taking, in the last chapter, people who cross that bridge with you, who work with you, who pay the price. They've got to share economically in your success, as well as from a standpoint of getting away and just talking about other things. And we take time to do that. And then when you come back, I think you're totally ready to get going again, and you're ready to get between the lines and get refocused, and you're re-energized.
And it doesn't mean going 24/7, right? I mean, you have to have time for yourself, but you have to also have time for what is important. That is the balance.
No question. You know, it's, you're between the lines and you're away from the lines. And when you're between the lines, that's your work. That's when you're focused in on it. And then obviously when you get away from that, it's time to exhale. It's time to breathe. It's time to pay attention to your family. It's pay attention to other aspects of your life that bring you enjoyment.
As I mentioned in the introduction, considered one of the greatest coaches of all time, what do you think, or why do you think, you are good at your job?
Well, I think, you know, anytime you're involved in a team sport, you have to understand why you win. And you win because you recruit athletes with character. You recruit athletes that have the same goals that you have, that you're all after the same common goal. And then you obviously... I've always believed in trying to hire assistant coaches that know more than me, or aspire to know more than me, or aspire to work harder than me, because they're future head coaches. And then you're building a bridge where everybody's crossing over with the same ambitions.
And you never ultimately stop coaching, right? I mean, you are always in that role at some point.
I believe so. You know, you're a teacher. And the more I observe, the more I listen, the more I find out exactly how to motivate my athletes. The more I listen to them, at times I'll scratch my head, but I'll understand where they're coming from. I may not agree with it, but I'll understand where they're coming from, and I'll know how to communicate and motivate better with them.
And you learn.
Oh, I'm constantly learning. You know, I try to. I'm a big believer in, if it's not broken, break it and make it better. whether it's an out of bounds play, and we ran it successfully the last year, say 70% of the time, I know because of technology and scouting that our opponents are going to break that out of bounds play apart, and I've got to make it better the next time around.
When you think about pressure, and you know, you go into the last season as the preseason number one team, going into the 2013 season, and then you end up winning the title. So how do you ultimately disengage from that chatter and just focus on what is happening as opposed to what is expected of you?
Well, I think that's where chapter one comes in, which is humility. You know, we may be ranked number one, but there was never a point in the season last year where I thought we were the best team. I realize in college basketball, it's one off-shooting night, and it's over for you, and you're out of the tournament. It takes a level of consistent defense to be a champion, and breaks have to go your way, as we had in the semifinal game against Wichita State. We had to overcome a bad night due to the excellence of Wichita State. And, you know, I don't subscribe to it. There's only one time in my 35 years of coaching where I thought I had the best team, and that was in 1996, and I said the only way we can really get beat is if we beat ourselves. And that was just a team that the second string on that team, or second unit, so to speak, could probably go to most Final Fours in any given year. That's how strong that team was. So I don't ever look at a team, wherever we're ranked, I don't ever take it for granted.
So here we are in October. What sense do you have of your team at this point?
Well, we've got a lot of returning veterans. We have returning talent. And I think the two buzzwords for us last year were humility and focus. If we stay humble, we stay focused, we're going to have a successful season. And sort of we're going to do that as well. And we're not going to embrace what we did last year. We're going to try to make it better, if that's possible. And that's what we're striving for. Now, we don't know in October whether that's possible. We won't know until we get it about a month into practice to see what we have.
Rick Pitino is the author of the new book, The One-Day Contract, How to Add Value to Every Minute of Your Life. It is published by St. Martin's Press. Coach Pitino, thank you very much for spending time with us. It's a great pleasure.
Great. Thanks for having me.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Again, Coach Rick Pitino is the author of The One-Day Contract, How to Add Value to Every Minute of Your Life. The book is published by St. Martin's Press. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.